We're up to Pei Shin Zayin. Correct? Shin Zayin, right? Mechak al Chayim? Yes. Okay. We're up to Mechak al Chayim Bechesed. Shin Zayin. In most prints, it's the page after Shin Vav. Order. Shin Zayin. Birchas Kevurais. We're up to Mechak al Chayim Bechesed. Literally means HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for the living in His kindness. Mechayim Esim Berechemim Rabim. Ein Zeh Kefal Loshin Shema Shamarnu La'er La'el Mechayim Esim Ata. El Shekam Ba Hasbara Vavhara L'Karev L'Sechel Enosh Inyan Tchias HaMesim. I think we started this last time. Am I correct? The idea of Tchias HaMesim is being niskari veladas a little bit. We're trying to explain a little more logically the idea of Tchias HaMesim. What do we learn? Okay, it's true that Yoshir is a remes to the future.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's the source for Tchias HaMesim, but it's true that it's a remes. Let's see what the Gemara. Let's see what he says. Al shekam ba as barav avharo lekarev lesechel enosh inyan tchias hameisim. Shaharei, the bottom line on the first column. Shaharei kol neviim loy nisnabu eli yemais hamashiach av loy lamaba ayin le ros alekim zulasecha. This is actually a machlokes in the Gemara, but he's going with the shita that the Rambam accepts, that we have no idea what the olam. Olam Haba consists of what takes place there. We have an idea of Yemais HaMashiach. All the Nevi'im talked about Yemais HaMashiach. But what's the get to Olam Haba? Ayin Lo Rasa Elikim. No eye has seen it, God. Zulasecha, only you. The reason is because we really don't fathom, we don't have the tools with which to explain what it's like. I remember once a generation ago, Rabbi Arya Kaplan, let's talk about Gehenim. He said the fire of Gehenim is the busha that people are going to have when it's in front of everybody will be clear the averis they did. And that's the fire of Gehenim, that busha. So remember someone saying, oh, he felt so much chizik from this. He thought there's going to be a fire, it's going to hurt, it's going to be painful. It's busha, a little bit of busha, you know, like... You know, so other people be in the same boat, like, you know, it's, so the point is, you know, we don't have the kelim with which to understand what these things mean. What do they exactly mean, Olam Haba? So, b'chlal ze Olam Hatchia, sheyichyu hameisim, ein bo shum hasogas enosh. Difficult to understand. Sha'av shahayu ben hanaviim sheyichyu meisim, even though they were isolated incidents, we learned this last time. Somebody pointed out the after of Pesach. We learned this last time. Avloi ha'isakim tchias yichidim, avet tchia kalalis. Shemesi mekumu v'yichyu zelam aylam ha'asagas ayin le'rasa. Kiyim alakim zel hasecha. Shuvak HaKadosh Baruch Hu oises ha'tchia hazais. That type of tchia is unique, not just it happening. The whole idea of tchia shemesim, very, very difficult. Amnon lahasber advarim b'miksas yeshleimer. To explain it a bit, shenis b'ininirish akol chayi adam alecholed, all of man's life on the earth, maleim u'uray shaltchia sameisim, kol chayi mechilim rgoim shaltchia, kamash yavur be'ezus Hashem, al Hashem b'mido b'gvul. What he's saying is that really all of life has to do with people falling and people picking themselves up. If you remember, we did do this last time. We talked a little about Yosef Avinu, Yosef Mitzrayim, supporting the people. Now, the idea that life is full of moments of Tchias HaMesim is life. There are times when people feel Lama Lichayim, people feel that have nothing to live for, and then. There are times where such people get have a resurrection. They have what to live for. The team is in first place, you know. So that's good. your team signs a free agent, huh? So you have one more year to hope. So it gives you something to live for. It's very interesting that you mention it, because the question is, what's first? Tchias HaMesim or Yemais HaMashiach? So Pashit, the way we understand, is that Mashiach will come, the world, Olam Kimin Hagay Hailech, the world continues on its way, except it won't be Yetzahara and there won't be Shibin Malchias. And every time I mention it, Herbie says, so what's the purpose if there's no Yetzahara, which is a good question. But that's the normal understanding. Now, before Kel Adoin, we say, Ein zu loscha makeinu l'chaya elam abah, Ever the Galilean by some Mashiach, in the Mokhashiach is Chias HaMesim. The order seems to be out of order. Elam Abba, Yemais Mashiach, Chias HaMesim. The Marsha and his Pirishon and the Gemara is Matmiya on the language we have in Davening, which we had already in his days, that the order seems to be out of order. Rabbi Chanan brings from the Radvaz that there are two Chias HaMesims. One is a Tchiyah of Tzadikim, which will happen during Yemais HaMashiach. And then there'll be the general Tchiyah HaMeisim, which takes place at the end of Yemais HaMashiach, before Olam Haba. There'll be a Tchiyah HaMeisim where everyone deserves Tchiyah HaMeisim, everybody will get up and fizz. What? Yemais HaMashiach is a time period of Olam Hazeh. There's a time period in this world, maybe you should sit here, just my voice is challenged. But Yemais HaMashiach is a period of time. How much time? Nobody knows. It's a period of time where the world continues, and the world sort of sees its fulfillment the way the world should be—a world that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Olam Hazeh gets its fulfillment. Then comes the ultimate, which the Rambam holds as a world of neshamis, and the Ramban holds neshamis and gufim. It's very hard to discuss these things, aregalachas, but the point is that there are different time periods that are going to take place. Now here, he's talking specifically about Tchiyas HaMeisim and how we should relate to Tchiyas HaMeisim. So let's see the next paragraph. The Radvaz only says it to resolve the numerous contradictions. There are contradictions as to when Tchiyas HaMeisim happens. And to resolve the contradictions, he suggests there are two. He can't prove it. Nobody can prove any of these things. You know, one man, the Yomar in the Gemara says Mashiach's name is going to be Menachem. Shlubavitch holds up. Another man, the Yomar, says a different name. And a third man, the Yomar, says a third name. And basically, it's not, it's obvious that these are all Ramazim. And nobody knows. Nobody knows. Well, we do mention Semach David Abducha Meres Tzmiach, which is the offspring of David, which is a reference. Let's see what he says to explain. Azet tiknu misadri at filoloi Meres Hakadosh Baruch Hu mechalkel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechalkel. Kekala himida. Kekala is a measure, a basket of a specific size. It says in Parshas Vayigash, Yechalke Yosef es Aviv. Yosef supported his brother, es Echav, es Kol Beis Aviv, lechem lefi atof. Enough food according to the number of children. Afo pishohei biyadei lahar bisle mazen. Could have given them tons of bread. Chaylok lehmanis ktsuvais b'midah misapekas. He didn't do that. He gave the Shvatim what they needed. Shalayu amitzrim atufim barav v'achiyesim emalin karsam yoyser l'chdei suriyah. Shouldn't be a world in which the Jews have everything and the Goyim are starving. It's not good. It causes jealousy. Throughout the Golus, it always causes jealousy if Jews are wealthy and Goyim are poor. U'chen hiksiv lahem lechem l'fi hatof. And therefore he gave bread according to their needs, according to their families. Shemizgadlin umispatchin, as children grow up, and they need more to eat than adults. Oy shedarkon la'abed yaisa ba'achilos, and they waste more of their food. L'chein tzrichin yaisa. A family needs more than individuals. Aken yikra hasal b'loshen amishna b'kinu kalkala, shemazik b'mida. It's mechalkel. It gives according to need. Kedemitzinu kilkelas haShabbos, which is a sal shebesim b'batzarchei Shabbos. They used to have a basket in which they put their Shabbos needs. Vateva mishayrish kalei. Kalei.
Keller.
Hamayra al atzira v'risun. Okay, saying it's a jail. He said risun is a muzzle, or a bit. A muzzle, or a bit. Mechalka, how's that relationship? Kosh Baruch Hu mechalka lachayim. Eina kavana rak al kayachiyas. Shit b'say ba'alei chayim. Kavod is not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people life. El ha'kol prad u'prad b'metzias ha'chayim. V'yisbarach mashpia tuvay b'chesed. He gives his kindness, his good with kindness. Who? B'chalka b'mida. And therefore he gives you according to a measure. Shaloi kol am pin shav. And not everyone's the same. One is, what's better? That you should get everything you need, or you should get lots more? Let's say you have a choice. You can push a button. For the rest of your life, you'll have everything you need plus $5 a day extra. Would you be happy with that?
Your needs change.
All right, so according to your needs, Kashrael will give you whatever you need. Well, if you have what you need, you're not going to buy a mansion out in the five towns. You're going to, you live in the cheap houses here in Flatbush. Cheap little houses. You got what you needed. He says, then what's better? To get, what would you rather do? Get everything you need and a few dollars more? Or get a lot of money, tons of money? It's really a waste of energy to get tons of money, isn't it? So why do we all want it?
Your perception of what you need changes.
So therefore, so what's good?
Not good to get too much.
Not good to get too much. He's saying, what? It's a never-ending cycle. So what's good? It's very hard. So what's good?
We know what's good, we don't want what's good. We know it's right just to have enough. We always want more, so we're not going to save.
If everybody got what they needed, there'd be no competition or conspicuous consumption to have a fancy house.
No, but you just told me that it's natural for a person to start wanting more.
No, I'm saying that if you gave them more than they need, their perception of what they need.
So then why does he have to explain? He says he gave the Shvatim just what they needed. He said, why are you giving just what you needed? Oh yeah, because the guy should be jealous. But you shouldn't give them just what they needed, because that's the best thing to get. I think the best thing to get is just what you need. Now, I'm nervous that maybe, God forbid, tomorrow I won't have what I need. I want to retire. So maybe I need tons of money just in case. Just in case. So,
but if you give everybody...
We have a business relationship with cousins of mine. So there was a way that some money was coming. I said, just write it to the children. He said, you don't want it for yourself. I said, look, I'm already in my 60s. So how much shall I live? Another 15 years? Another 18 years? You know, like, I have enough. She said, what? You talk like that? I said, the difference is, your father lived to 94. My father lived to 74. So, you know, we have different hasogis of how much money we're going to need, you know. Who knows how much you're going to live. So, you know, when your father lives till 74 and you hit 62, you feel, you know, there's enough money in the bank to carry you. When your father lived to 94, you know. I told someone, Shmuel Kamenetsky spoke, he should live and be well. I told him I could do four more cycles of Daf Yomi to catch up to his age. I'll be a little short. Four more cycles. You imagine that?
Yeah. If you give everybody more than they need, that's what causes excessive consumption.
So Herbie is willing to give everyone all his extra money more than he needs.
That's what causes the guy to get angry. There's no shadow. See the Jew spending.
So the answer is that we can't help it. If we could push a button and win the multi-million-dollar lottery, we would do it. We would do it, right?
A Goyish doctor in the hospital came over to me. He said, you drive by Bedford Avenue, you see that house, I think it's on the Avenue M, that comes across six lots. Who's building a house like that?
I know who's building it.
I know who's building it also. Yeah, okay. I'm saying, you know, it was a strange thing.
You know, to be comfortable inside, I'm fine with. The fancy outsides, it bothers me. I wish you would hang a sign Gambito, like a mailbox said Gambito on it or something. That would be much, much better. Okay, what should I say? You know, you can't judge him. If you had that kind of money, you'd probably do the same thing.
I have that kind of money.
Excellent, excellent. Very, very good. Very good. Okay. Anyway, we're on the top line of Shin Ches. All right. Hopefully, the Chalka Chaim Bechesed will tell us that God gives people what they need. And people don't know what they need. It seems to me, because sometimes more than people need also, but people think they need one thing. Someone once said a good marshal to a person who walks into a shoe store, and he tells the guy, I want a size 13 shoe. So he looks at the guy, looks at his foot, he says, you don't want a size 13. He says, I want a size 13 shoe. You know, so he shows him the size 13 shoe is much too big. He ends up with a size 10 and a half. So when he walked in, did he want a size 13 shoe? No, he was foolish. He really wanted a size. He wanted a shoe that fits. So God gives you what you return you may have yasa. What do you want? You think you want a size 13. You don't want a size 13. You want something that fits you. Anyway, getting back here, Nosan lonu kayach harois. God gave us the ability to see. Hayimtzam enoshim sheinim chayul lerais. The others who can't see. Hitfiya bonu chush hashmiya gave us the ability to listen. Hariyesh charoshim sheinim shayim. There are deaf people that don't. Chay moitzim bechesed shal parnasa. The same thing with parnasa. Chay kesed shal kayach hamashava. The ability to think. Ukedayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mechalkel kol achios b'mida. Whatever a person gets is measured. It's not haphazard. But the Tchias HaMeisim is unlimited. So this is what we say. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives Chayim in this world with a measure. But the world of Tchias HaMeisim will be with excessive because there'll be, it's a hard. Chesed is a kind meed. He gives you kindly what you need, but it's not rachmin rabin. It's not great mercy. It's a chesed. It's not din. It's chesed. Mamshicha bebira adava lefarish hamaisim atmidim shel Tchias HaMeisim. And we talk about the constant Tchias HaMeisim in our daily lives. He know he is baruch samech naiflim. I talked before about people who sometimes feel life is not worth living, and then Hashem helps them bounce back. We call that Samech Naiflim. Hashem supports those who fall. Klema Adama Naiflim Baruchai. A person gets depressed. B'chala Shuai Seyna Matzliach. Umay Seyna Kishlein HaKishlein. It seems to him whatever he does is not Matzliach. It doesn't work. And he stumbles one after the other. U'mekad Beitz Achsova Al Achsova. And he gathers false starts one after the other. Achimabi Kamashi Yeshlei. And he loses all his money. Bein Aray Yishumbakim Leizah Simen Bracha. He sees no way out. It looks like there's nothing but the grave open to him. He wants to die. Pisa yara lov ruach hatzlocha memarim. God gives person a spirit of good fortune. V'kadosh Baruch Hu magbiyai mishiflusai v'mechayehu mimisasai. So that's an idea. People are down. And they bounce back. That idea is a me'en of Tchias HaMeisim. That's one. There are three. V'raif echaylim. Yesh a'raif bechlitu shein trufa l'makas ha'chayla, Rechman al-Etzlan. There are times where doctors have given up hope. Gamu kvaris yayish, milas rapois, and he gave up hope. V'nei pizm kadosh baruch hu machlima, yimechayayu, misgaber v'kom me'eres devoy. And he's able to bounce back. That's the second type of Tchias HaMeisim. U'matir asurim. There are people that are imprisoned, whether it means physically or spiritually, and no way out. During the labor camps. And people were saved. It's a miniature Tchias HaMeisim. So the idea of Tchias HaMeisim can be seen in these things. And he's going to go on to the fact that people wake up every morning with a new spirit. Healthy people, they wake up with the spirit of Eschatzus. V'chein onu edim. That's what we're up to. Thursday we'll pick up from here.